Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the fourth class in this series on the Brahma Viharas, the divine abodes of loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy or sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Tonight we're going to talk about the second of these qualities, the quality of compassion or karuna in the Pali language. And I want to begin with a quote from the Buddha. He was once asked by a disciple, "Would it be true to say that part of our practice is to develop loving kindness and compassion?" "No," he answered, "it would be true to say that the whole of our practice is to develop loving kindness and compassion." The whole of our practice is to develop loving kindness and compassion. So this evening we'll both talk about compassion and how it fits within these divine abodes, and also we'll have some practices, and we'll have an initial meditation which will focus on compassion. So as we've been doing the previous weeks, we'll begin with a period of meditation. So when you are ready, if you would just find a comfortable, relaxed posture on your chair. Let your eyes close and allow your attention to go inward. Let's feel the body here on the chair. Feel the sensations of warmth, perhaps pressure, coolness, warmth, heat, hardness, softness. Feel the breath entering the body and leaving the body. You might consciously take a few full breaths, breathing in deeply, and then on the out-breath, just letting go, releasing, letting go of any tension or tightness you might be holding in the body, any tension in the mind. Let yourself arrive as fully as you can. It can be helpful to invite a quality of calmness just by silently saying to yourself, "Calm," or breathing in, "I calm my body," breathing out, "I calm my mind." Notice what's present for you in the body, in the heart, and the mind. And see if you can open to it as fully as you can. If there's any bodily tension, you might just move your attention to that area and breathe into it. If there's tightness in the belly or the chest, just taking a full in breath and breathing out, relaxing, releasing any sense of holding or clinging, tightness. If there's any tightness in the mind, you might do the same. Just notice how it feels. Maybe notice a feeling of constriction or contraction. And open to it as fully as you can. Inviting a releasing of any holding, just letting whatever's present come and be here, and in its own time pass. Sitting in a way that's relaxed and also alert. If it's helpful, you can visualize your awareness as being like an open sky with all sorts of experiences passing through, but not affecting the clear, spacious quality of awareness. So a thought comes up and stays for a while and then passes like a cloud passing through the sky. Sounds also come and go. There's nothing to be held on to. Just coming, staying, and passing in this open space of awareness. If a difficult emotion comes, something, feeling of fear or anxiety or annoyance, see if you can just experience that coming, just expressing itself like a storm that stays for a while and that also passes in its own time. So breathing softly, feel your body here, your heartbeat, feel how you care about this life. feel how you protect yourself against danger, against sorrow. Letting your heart be as open as it can at this moment, inviting a quality of openness. And when you feel ready, you might bring to mind someone who's really dear to you, somebody who you really care about. Bring, if you can, an image of this person or this being into your mind, into your heart, and feel how you care for them. And let yourself be aware of the sorrows that they have in their life, the difficulties, the pain, letting your heart open to their sorrows and their suffering. Feel your care. Feel how you wish them well. Feel your wish to share their pain, to help them hold it, and meet it with compassion. And as we've been practicing with the loving kindness meditation, we can use words and phrases to help us cultivate and experience compassion towards ourselves, towards others, and ultimately reaching out to include everybody. So holding this dear person, dear being, in your heart, you might send them wishes of compassion. May you be held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. See if you can feel any resonance with those words, the phrase, or use your own words that speak to you right now. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be at peace. May you be at peace. Feel the care and love you have for this person or this being. And allow that care and that love to reach out to touch their suffering, their pain. And if that doesn't feel possible right now, see if you can just open to whatever you're experiencing in this moment with kindness. Just letting whatever's here be as it is. Not resisting anything. May you be held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be at peace. May you be at peace. And if you feel ready, you might turn your heart and the compassion, the caring, toward yourself and open to the difficulties and the sorrows, the pain that you carry in your own life. Maybe pain or sorrow of health, difficult relationships, or other painful experiences or parts of your life. See if you can let your heart be open to your own sorrow, your own suffering. and hold yourself in the heart of compassion. The Buddha said we could travel all around the world and not find anyone as dear as our own self. Knowing this, how can we harm another? May I be held in compassion. May I be held in compassion. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I be at peace. May I be at peace. So you might silently repeat the phrases or your own phrases, connecting, touching that wish for yourself to be free of pain and sorrow, to be at peace, holding yourself in the heart of compassion. May I be held in compassion. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I be at peace. And when you're ready, if you're ready, you might extend the circle of compassion, the heart of compassion, out to loved ones and friends, and holding in your heart their difficulties, their sorrow. You might picture them, hold their image in your heart, and be aware of their sorrows, or their difficulties, and send them wishes of compassion, care. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be at peace. If you can, just notice how it feels to connect, to touch, to reach out to the suffering and the sorrow of another, wishing them well, holding them in compassion. And in your own time, and in your own way, you might let the circle go out farther to include others in the community. Other people in your life. People who are more neutral. Difficult people. You might hold each one in turn in your heart. You might reflect that each one wishes to be happy. Be free of suffering and sorrow. And letting the heart of compassion open. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be at peace. You might imagine your heart as being like a fire, and you breathe in the sorrow and the suffering, allow yourself to feel it, and let it be transformed in this heart, in this fire, into compassion, breathing out care and compassion. To beings near and far. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be at peace. With each in-breath, you might let the suffering and the sorrow come in of an individual or a whole group of people, people suffering in war situations, or violence, or hunger. Loneliness. Ill health. Just allowing your heart to be open, breathing in the suffering, breathing in the sorrow, and letting it be transformed, transmuted within you into compassion and care, breathing out the care and compassion and love. If you can, just allow the suffering of the world to come in, breathing it in, holding it with care, with compassion. Breathing out compassion. May all beings everywhere be held in compassion. May all beings everywhere be free from pain and suffering. And may all beings everywhere be at peace. And just sit and allow yourself to rest in this heart of compassion, just opening to whatever is present in this moment, meeting it with kindness, with care. This is a poem called Kindness by Naomi Shihab Nye. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment, like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go. So you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore, only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to mail letters and purchase bread, only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend.